దానం చదనమైక ఫలం యథోవై నానం చ విజ్ఞానం అనుప్రశంతి విహేషు యూచంతి కళేబరస్య విద్యుం పశ్యంతి దురంత వీర్యం. Synonyms: dhanam, wealth, cha, also, dharma eka phalam, whose only proper fruit is religiosity. Yataha, from which religious life, vai, indeed, jnanam, knowledge. So vijnanam, along with direct realization. Anuprasanti, and subsequent liberation from suffering. Griheshu, in their homes. Yujanti, they utilize. Kalevarasya, of their material body. Mrityum, the death. Napashanti, they cannot see. Duranta, insurmountable. Viryam, the power of which. Translation of purports by the servants of His Divine Grace Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The only proper fruit of acquired wealth is religiosity, on the basis of which one can acquire a philosophical understanding of life that eventually matures into direct perception of the absolute truth, thus liberation from all suffering. Materialistic persons, however, utilize their wealth simply for the advancement of their family situation. They fail to see that insurmountable death will soon destroy the frail material body. Purport: those things that come under the control of the proprietor are called dharma, or wealth. When a foolish person becomes addicted to spending all of his hard-earned money to increase the prestige of his material body and family, he is no longer able to see how death is steadily approaching his own body, as well as the temporary bodies of his family and friends. Mrityu sarvaharas chaham, supreme mood appears as all-powerful death, which destroys all material situations. Actually, even in family life, one should use one's wealth for spiritual advancement of oneself and one's family. In the Krishna conscious movement, there are many religious householders who live a simple, peaceful life, use their wealth for arranging Krishna conscious activities at home, for helping to renounce brahmacharis and sannyasis, help actively preaching Krishna consciousness in public places. Such householders, even though are not able to dedicate 100% of their energy to Krishna consciousness, gradually acquire a very solid understanding of the spiritual principles of life and eventually become transcendentalists, firmly fixed at the lowest feet of Krishna. Thus, they free themselves from all of the anxieties of conditional life, namely birth, old age, disease, and death. Life without Krishna consciousness is actually poverty. But the poverty-stricken materialist, whose intelligence is limited, cannot perceive that real wealth is the expansion of consciousness up to the highest level of Krishna consciousness, love of Godhead. Such persons raise their children to be just like animals, having as their only goal false prestige and material sense gratification. Such materialistic householders fear that excessive interest in spiritual life may damage the ambition of their children to acquire false material prestige. Actually, death will smash all of the endeavors and plans of such spiritually impoverished materialists. If family life and wealth are used for Krishna consciousness, one will learn to discriminate between the eternal and the non-eternal, between spirit and matter, between bliss and anxiety. Thus, the living entity will become liberated and go beyond mere theoretical knowledge to acquire the highest perfection of benediction and eternal Krishna conscious life. Limited sensory knowledge, pratyaksha jnana, is useless without theoretical spiritual knowledge. Paroksha jnana, which gradually matures with careful cultivation and direct realized knowledge of the soul. Aparoksha jnana. The word anupashyanti in this verse indicates that by spiritual knowledge, vijnana, one achieves the sublime state of eternal peace and bliss far beyond the realms and dreams of the materialistic conditioned soul. End of the first one. Vrindavane Ramanareti Prasiddhabhumo Tatrapi Krishna Balarama Subhadu Mule Shana Padam Puramai Krishna Sudharma Yuktam Dandasudeva, Prabhupada, Namo Namaste. Samasavatu Pachalado, Paditasya Karma, Kodani Nakrama Karai Kavali Kritasya, Aduravashana Nikadijasya Narasayasya, Chaitanya Chandra Mamatehe Padavalambam, Jaladara Shashivarno, Kopavesha Kishoro, Saha Chardagana Brindai, Kridamana Vijesho, Matabarajita Bejo, Nila Titam Baradyo, Jagadajananahito, Ramakrishno Mato Asmi. Vanchakalpadurubhyascha kripasindhubhyevacha pridanakapadarebhyo vishnavebhyo namo namah. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Vrindavan Vrindavishpushara Vrishabhujita Vrishapada Nandani Krishna Jivani Tulasi. Well, hey, I want to tell the devotees that I got a very interesting thing today. It was like a fruit of my whole morning. I got this beautiful Gaura Upanishad. Where is it from? Can't say. And about the cows, some 15-20 shlokas about how wonderful cows are. It's from Bhakti Raghav Swami's Shayadri.com, you know, Shayadri.net, or Glavosko, something like that. Something about his Varnashram website. Bhakti Raghav Swami is dedicated to increasing Varnashram all over the world for householders, simple living and high thinking, not high living with no time to think. You know? And when you're in places like Indonesia, you know, Balinese people like that, they hook up with some girl, you know, and they want to do something. But just because you do something, you know, it doesn't mean you can do it. You know, just because you desire something doesn't mean you can do it. Some of them are very, very simple-hearted people. I saw them with my own eyes. You know, when I installed the second Tulsi temple this year, how simple-hearted they can really be. They just want to live extremely simple and chant Hare Krishna and be with devotees and be happy. Nothing more than that. They're very simple and they do not have big aspirations for life. You know, so you'd be surprised with such simple-hearted devotees whose only wealth is the other association of devotees and just living simply. And of course they, you know, generally most human beings, 99.9%, generally, they get married, you know, like that. And you know, all right, I got my husband, I got my wife, and that's it, you know, and they live simply. But in reality, internal nature is quite cruel. And specifically, if you live in an urban culture, it's very cruel. Schools, bills, you know, government problems, rules and regulations, it's just not put for simple living. It really isn't. So Bhakti Raghav Swami, and there's another devotee there in Indonesia, Gaura Mandala Bhumi, an Aussie who married an Indonesian girl and he became fluent in Bahasa himself. And they're very interested in doing something for the simple-hearted devotees. Let's give them some facility. So they've got some farm communities. One is in Lower Sumatra. I haven't seen it yet. You fly into, you know, one little hamlet somewhere, drive by some jeep, you know, 3-4 hours into the bush, you know, like that, and you have a place. You know, it's got, no, I don't know how many hectares they've got of land, and they've got 50 household couples there. And they, you know, and they've got some school, you know, I don't know what kind of, I don't know if it's a gurukul or a fulukul or a zulukul, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, you know. I didn't see it with my own eyes. I see what kind of school. They do something, you know, for their kids. What does a kid need to know, you know, probably in Indonesia, not much. You know, the kid just needs to know how to keep their nose together, you know, and stay out of trouble. You know, and be simple, you know. The girls need that, I don't know, like Prabhupada said. They just need to know how to be changed and go good, you know. that was enough. So for simple householders living in the forest, that could be quite enough, you know. That could be quite enough. You got a cow, you got some land, you got a couple of kids running around, you know. And you do, for his Varnashram, I was told by his disciples, that what they do is when the sun hits the bricks, that's the end of the day. That's the end of the day. And you plan for it. You have an arati for Gauranga, a Gaur arati at the night, right? Just at Suryasta, just when the sun is going down. And you have an arati for Lord Chaitanya, for the deities there, or whatever. And then when it's darkness, it's darkness. Just before darkness, you have the Gaur arati, and then afterwards, it's over. If there's a Gita class, okay. But most of the time, in such communities, they probably have the classes before the Gaur arati, because there's some light. You can look. You don't need electricity for your book, you know. And then you do it in arati, and then that's it. People go back to their houses, shut up their doors, that's over. And they take their 6 hours of rest at 7 o'clock p.m., and they're up. You people, after 5 hours, 6 hours, that's enough to keep the bones together. You get up, take a bath, 1 o'clock, they're chanting the rounds, you know, and they have their program, this, that. And then when the sun comes up, they're out in the field. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, they're out. They're out and about. They take care of their cows, you know. And cows are interesting. In Krishna Balaram Goswami, I was noticing it, that these cows, you know, I like that. 4 hours, 5 hours, I wake up. And it doesn't matter what time of night it is, I wake up naturally, you know. And then I take a bath, and I was going outside, and I saw so many cows are up. They're up wandering around, they do anything. They don't sleep much, you know. You can scratch them, talk with them, you know, hug them, you know. 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, those cows are just like, you know, what do you do up this time of night? You know, it's just like, they treat you the same, day or night, you know. I was thinking, wow, these cows can actually teach us how to do Jagaran, how to do Ekadasi Jagaran, how to do Dwadasi Jagaran, because cows, they only take a few snaps in the daytime. I saw one bull, with a big Gujarati bull with a big rack, you know, a big set of horns. His name is Vital, and the other name is Sridhar, something like that. They're monsters, big bulls, you know, big guys. And so one of them, you know, in the daytime when he wanted to take a snap, he just put his rack on the ground, you know, and he stuck his tongue out. Has he got epilepsy or a seizure or something, you know? And I just walked by him, and I just patted him, and he went, gook! And he got up, he just stood up, he was just taking a snap for 5 minutes, you know. Nothing surprising, you know. They're up roaming around most of the night, they just take a snap, you know, for 5 minutes, and they just move on, you know. Cows don't sleep so much, you know. It's like amazing what they are, you know. That Krishna is known, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Ko Brahmanya Taicha. He's very much interested in the Brahmins and the cows. But Prabhupada says there in that purport that he's more interested in the cows than the Brahmins. The purport behind that is that Brahmins, Kula Brahmins, people who were born in Brahmin families, Kali Yuga forces them, generally speaking, to give up their dharma. They become shudras in some factory, bang, clang, you know, throwing something, you know. I saw in Bombay when I was there in 1986, so many Brahmins that were working in industrial estates, you know, printing engagements or some uber karma, you know, I saw like that. So, Brahmins can give up their dharma and become shudras. But Krishna would rather take care of the cows, but cows can only be cows, they can't change their dharma. You know, and therefore Krishna would rather take care of them. Extremely powerful. These animals are extremely powerful. And the more, you know, if you are greedy, if you're curious, if you're greedy, and you're appreciative, just be appreciative of Vedic culture, of the wealth of Vedic culture. If you're appreciative of that, Krishna will favor you with pramana, with Sanskrit pramana. And then you can have anumana. Anumana is logic that follows. Anu is following, and mana is opinion. Your mind, what is the mind following? Your contemplation of pramana, of the Sanskrit pramana. What do you think about that? You look at that shloka, what do you think about it? How does that influence you? This is called anumana, which is translated usually as logic. Okay, so In the absence of Sanskrit pramanam, then we're left with anumana. Well, what's your opinion? That opinion is honed by Guru's pramanam or Shastra pramanam, Sadhu pramanam. Now, generally, Guru and Sadhu pramanam will support Shastra. The primary is Shastra, and the other two pramanams are assistants. And the point of any pramanam is to push your determination. Shabda shabde vishvasa sutra da nishchoy Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krito hoy. Faith means that simply by loving Krishna, everything becomes proper. But we see that it's not only Krishna, but everything around Krishna. The associates of Krishna, the counselors of Krishna, the wives of Krishna, the consorts of Krishna, Tulsi Rani, etc. All of them are potential. All of them are powerful. You take shelter of them, no problems are there. If there's any problems in this world, any mental difficulties, any anxieties, I heard in the early days of this country, you can take, trace it back to the rounds. Wait a minute, I got some genuine problems. Financial problems, mental problems, relationship problems. You can trace it back to the rounds? Isn't that overly simplistic? Come on. But when you associate, I heard that from young guys, and young girls, right? In new households, in the 70s. Now ask them 30 years later, five kids later, so many of those later, so much hassles later, right? Easy journey to other temples, easy journey to other projects. They went through so many changes in their life in 30 years, right? Ask them 30 years later. How do you view all your challenges, all your difficulties, all the obstacles you faced in your household life in the last 30 years? How do you view it? Well, had I been more Krishna conscious, had I been more devotional, I would have probably surmounted those obstacles very easily. One household told me, yeah, I thought it was very simplistic, but now, in my middle age, I'm 55, 60, I'm realizing it. Yeah, you can trace it back to your rounds. Yeah, but, young chaps that are full of energy, go out and get them, kick everybody's rear, we'll do something, like that. They don't think like that when they're young. As if they just disconnect between their bones and their muscles and their brain. They don't have a connection. But when they become old, like ladies, except, they gotta have a kid. If they don't have a kid, they're like mentally scrambled. They have one kid, they realize that, hey, wait a minute, this kid is no fun. I wanted to have a kid, but this kid is no fun. They want it. And as soon as they get it, they realize that, hey, wait a minute, this is a lot of hell, no? When you read all the jokes, these jokes are not written by Brahmacharis. They're all written by comedians, household comedians. They made these jokes to release their frustration because this is reality TV. It's what goes on, Jokes like, okay, ladies, to prepare for maternity, he said, take a 20 kg bag, a 10 kg bag of beans, stick it under your shirt, keep it there for 10 months. After 10 months, remove 10% of the beans. You gain so many kilos. And if you have 2 kids, you've got 20 kilos of flab. Then you really got to run a treadmill and you really got to break your rear. You're trying to get that off to become a swelty model girl like the movies, And like that. This is reality TV. And that kid is bathing for your blood. The only happiness a household couple is when the kid is asleep. Then we can have a reasonable talk with my husband. Then we get a break, I know one guy who said, one husband couple that is honestly his best friend. I have to tell them that when they had their kid, they had a pact. Husband and wife had a pact. Okay, one day you take care of the scrapper, and I go to the program. Okay? And the next day, I take care of the scrapper, and you go to the program. Like this. And once, I had a relationship, unfortunate communication with a devotee in Vrindavan, a pujari. And I looked at my deity, and I asked him, my Lord, I had such an affectionate relationship with your servant, this devotee, and how did it break down? My Lord, I don't know what to do. How to repair that? Then Krishna spoke in my heart, go to XYZ, this is household devotee. And he said it quite strongly. And when he said it strongly like that, you know, I just went like that, and I offered him obeisances, and I said, yeah, you know, and I immediately executed it. When I went over to that householder, Varya's house, he goes, oh, Hare Go Prabhu. I was just thinking what you told me 2 days ago, and I was just reflecting on what I should say to you, and you walked in the door. Right when you walked, before you walked in the door, I was just reflecting what I should say to you. And you walked in the door. You said with a smile. That was like a confirmation. Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad mentions in Madhuri Kadamba, the end of the first chapter, that svabhaktya vasyata, Krishna makes his mercy subordinate to getting the mercy of his devotee. First, this is Krishna's general procedure. How is angraha? How is kripa? How is work? Graha is to grab, to take it. And anugraha, what happens after you take it? Mercy. Benefit. This is called anugraha, which means mercy. After you accept it, after you take it, what happens next? Mercy. Certain responsibility, reactions, something good or bad, right? Anugraha is translated to mean mercy. Compassion. So Krishna makes his compassion subordinate to the compassion of the devotee. So when he told me that on my face, I went, ah, just see, Sri Krishna told me in my heart, go do this, go see XYZ. And when I approached XYZ, then he went, ah, I just got the inspiration what to say. Then I thought, ah, how ecstatic. Krishna told me to go take shelter of his devotee, and Krishna in the heart told his devotee what to say. Everything comes from Krishna. Just like I think about that, that Yudhisthira Maharaj was so bewildered at the end of Mahabharata, you know, that 640 crores, some people say, that means 6,400 million people died in 18 days to put Yudhisthira Maharaj on the throne. It's a heck of a lot of people. And, you know, elephants, soldiers, horses, booty, provisions, tents, and widows. And street part is all about the widows, and that I told you already. You're going to sleep when you read that chapter. Your sleep is toast. It's impossible. It's just like so, you know, astoundingly intense. When Gandhari speaks about it, it's like, your sleep is toast, you know. It's good for Kadasi Jagannath. It's good if you need to push yourself a little bit further. Then you got it's a plan C, I told you. It's a good thing, you know. You've always got to have some good book that just like, that just grabs you. You just can't, you know, there's no question of sleeping. You're not, you know, you're grabbed, you know. Street part, heavy. So Yudhisthira Maharaj was like, so, the burden of all of that, what are we going to do with so many widows, their brothers, their fathers, their sons, their husbands have been killed, and now they're all dependent on my decisions and my management in the government. And at the same time, they're expecting, you know, minimal shelter, minimal facility. And at the same time, can I give justice to them? Can I give an equipoise administration which will inspire them with love and trust? You know, this is what Yudhisthira was going on. Why should I do that? I should just go to the forest and Panchali, Droupadi, you know, Punjabi lady, intense as she is, she goes, what? You know, and Bheem Sen goes, what? You know, we killed her, we worked hard for 18 days, almost got killed so many times ourselves, just to have to become a renunciate and go out in the forest and quit all this? Forget it. You're going to do this job, you know. You're not weaseling out of this. You're definitely going to become the emperor, and we're definitely going to be your assistants, and we're going to work hard for you, and we're going to make this work. You know, and you better do it. You know, and they were, you know, they're heavy. When you read it in Mahabharata, I'm not talking about the abridged edition, Krishna Dharma edition. You know, he's a fun guy. I got nothing against him. He's a nice sadhu in London. But, you know, the shloka by shloka really tells you the story. Hey. And it's better than any DVD. It just like grabs you. There's nothing. Nothing that beats it. There's nothing that beats a shloka by shloka. Incidentally, for those of you who tolerate it, 1893, from Shyam Sundar's website, you can download it. 5.1 megs. 7.1 megs. Nothing. The whole Kishari Mohan Ganguly Mahabharata. You just click on each section. You can go on and on and on. Fun. On your iPhone, or on your smartphone. Fun, you know, when you got time, you know, when you got time to kill. You know, reading entertainment. Better than any stupid DVD you ever saw. You know, it's good. And it's gripping. So shloka by shloka is really big. Now, if you need the Sanskrit, then hey, Sanskrit is great. Because logic will follow from the Sanskrit. See, you see that in your translation, but the Sanskrit shows you so much more. It opens your mind to so many vistas. Because there's so many interpretations for each word. You see so many lights in that Sanskrit. Nava-nava. As it says about Bhagavatam, 12-12-50. This Bhagavatam is certainly charming. Ruchiram, tasty. Best snack. Navam navam, ever fresh and ever fresh. Tadeva, certainly. Shashvan, perpetually. Manasa Mahotsava, a festival of the month. Tadeva, and certainly. Shokarnava, those are in the ocean of miseries. Shoshanam and Renam, it dries up those ocean of miseries for human beings. Yarutama Shloka, that is seen by the best personality. Yasha, the fame of him. Anu Giyate. Wow! Anu is following him. Giyate is song. Bhagavatam is song. Chaitanya Charitamrita is song. Gita is song. Mukunda Mala is song. Hey! It's all song. When do you sing it? When do you sing it? Not by somebody twisting your arm. You sing it when you get some lahari. When some happiness rising up the heart by reading it. With a peaceful attitude, Allah is shining happiness rising in the heart. Wham! Look at that. I can use it like this. I can use it like that. Ah! You know, and it just, you're relishing. And then it comes out of your mouth as song. And abhyasanam. Anudinam. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Serving it every day. But service is this. Eating it. Digesting it. Thinking it. Contemplating Tatshrimpa, as this, the second part of 12, 13, 18. Faith, sloka. Yadavaishnavanam, priyam, famous verse. The second part of that is Tatshrimpa, those who hear it. Supakte, read it nicely, deeply. Vicharana pada, meditating on what that transcendental message means for you. Bhaktyendi, uchenkara, such devotees, and human beings become completely liberated. Varnashram is meant for that. Peacefully. Situation where they can do that. So simple devotees, like Bhakti Bhagavad Maharaj has got in Indonesia, just give these householders a simple facility where they can go and do something. You know, and naturally, as the green technology rolls down the pipeline from the developing countries to the undeveloping countries, naturally, you'll put solar panels, you'll put, one of those turbine wheels in the river, you know, you'll generate get us some stupid marine batteries, you know, monster marine batteries. Store your electricity. You only need to change them every 3 years. Store your electricity. Tap in. You got your lights for your deities. Your little tiny 0-watt bulbs or whatever, you know. And they've got compact fluorescent lamps that are like 5 watts. They burn very less. Not much. Brightness is okay. Enough to read your shastra. Enough to do your arti for your deity. Enough to, so you don't have to stumble around in the dark, you know, and light lamps. One devotee told me, I was, where was I? In New Zealand, when I was there. I was around their project, and they showed me some plants, some trees, and Kalasambara, my godmother, said, see this tree here? This tree, it produces oil. And previously, in Indian culture, they used to use the oil of this plant, of this tree. You know, they used to need the oil from that for everything, for lamps and everything. They used to burn lamps and stuff. So, okay, these things are so many ways you can get your, by living a natural existence. Bhakti Raghava Maharaj has got two, three, in, just outside, a couple islands over from Bali, there's one. And he's got something in Sumatra, you know, for the people that side. And he's got something in Kalimantan. It's like 1 week by ferry. Can you imagine being on a boat for 1 week? And then they put you on some little river, you know, for and some motor launch, and you get to the place where the devotees are. That's what one devotee was telling me about. And it's all meant for simple living, and I think. One of Bhakti Raghava Maharaj's men, Brahmachari, has trained himself out Sanskrit in Govardhan for 3 years, and he's going to go back and he's going to train Brahmacharis in Bali. And I told him, start a pachala. Get some donations, bring tons of non-publication Sanskrit books from Delhi and in Indonesia, and teach it to your boys so they can read the Shastras and the Puranas from the original. It's great. Simple living and high thinking. For those that don't need a wife, you know, and their life is, they would rather be married to Krishna Balaram or Gurnatai or Narahari or like that, for such bright persons, then they can be very simply also and absorb in Shastra. Prabhupada wanted it very, very much. He said that it was 50% of our movement is. So according to your propensities, according to Swakarma, Swadharmika, Swabhavika, what is considered tanam, wealth, will bear. Okay? Now, what comes to mind when I read this shloka is another famous one, which is there in the third canto, chapter 23, verse 56. Nehaya karma dharmaya. One whose karma, work, does not lead him to dharmaya, religious activity, or dharmaya, is occupational duty. Nehaya karma dharmaya, na viragaya kalpate. And that dharma, religious activity, occupational duties, which does not lead you to vairagya, detachment. Now, Tirtha Buddha says, jayai. And that detachment, renunciation, who does not lead you to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tirtha Pada Seyaya, Tirtha Pada, is Krishna, who lotus feet adorn all the holy places of pilgrimage. Rani, Tulsi Rani, Yanamule Saravatirthani, wherever she is, wherever her roots, all the holy places take shelter. You think, how is that? You get some stupid potting soil from the garden shop, and you stick it around the roots, and all the holy places take shelter. Udbut. It's like achintya. Achintya kalo ye bhava natam starkena yojaya. If something is inconceivable, no use arguing about it. It's achintya. But it is udbut. It is astonishing. Amazing. Chamatkar. Astonishing. Just ordinary potting soil, put it around her dirt, and all the holy places take shelter. That's how powerful her mula, her root is. That's how powerful she is. Servant Krishna, who is Tirthapada, Shiva Bhagavan tells his wife Parvati, better than serving Bhagavan is serving Tindiyana in relation to Krishna. That means the Vaishnava is the Vaishnavis. Vanashram means serving the Vaishnavas and the Vaishnavis. We simply want to serve. Like Devananda Maharaj mentioned sweetly in Wellington. We want to take our congregational preaching to another level. This means we have to love and respect each and every devotee in the community for their commitment. As cogs, you know, in the whole thing. They cannot, different devotees do different services, but they're all loved and appreciated. Why? He said, because we want to encourage the public to become devotees. Why? So that we can serve them. They, when they chant Hare Krishna and associate with devotees, take prasad, jump in the kirtan, they become qualified for us to serve them. And that service, Prabhupada said, means spending gallons of our own blood, spilling gallons of your own blood to teach and train another devotee. That deep and abiding affection. You know, every one of us, human beings, as long as you've got this body, you're going to have a rocky road. Like I told yesterday about that guru cooking. Okay, kid, turn off the waterways. What's the matter? You know, it's like something from the cartoons, you know? Well, the kids are arresting me. How old are you, kid? I'm only 9, 10. Oh, come on, get off it. You think you're suffering now? You're only 9 and 10. You haven't even started to suffer. You're going to have so much in your household life suffering. This is going to be nothing. Really? He goes, really? I'm going to suffer so much more. When? I feel better. You know, like a joke. Your left foot is hurting you, man. Stamp on your right. Your left feels better. You know? There's so many jokes. Come on. But Narottam Thakur Mahasaya's point should be taken. That Dehashmita Nahi Jar Samsara Bandhan Kahatar. If you know you're not this body, where is your bondage? This is Dukkahara. This is the destruction of pain, of anxiety. Dukkahara. Prabhupada translated lightly. That if you know you're not this body, even though you suffer, you don't feel it much. Gurudev, by his example, he was suffering like anything. The doctor said that Prabhupada, because, you know, generally a human body goes from normal muscle tissue, little fatty, you know, like that, when you've got cancer or something. As you eat less, your body just whizzes away. Prabhupada became skin and bones in 6 months. They said there's no muscle left. The bones, the nerves are just scraping on bones. Each step must be excruciatingly painful. However, he was not complaining. Why? Don't want to put his disciples in anxiety. They already have some attitude to the Gurudev. He has to set an example. I should show them how to suffer with a smile. And he told Hamsa Dutta, don't you think that this is not going to happen to you? Everyone has to go through old age. Everyone. Right? But the big thing is, how do you not suffer? You think of Krishna. It's famous. Chaitasa sarva karmani mahi sanyasya matpada ananena yogena mabjaya chupasade. Like that. Chaitasa sarva karmani mahi sanyasya matpada. Buddhi yoga mapashatya machata sadatam bhava. If you think of me, just in all circumstances and their activities, just think of me and work under my direction. In such devotional consciousness, be fully conscious of me. Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, verse number 57. Then the next shloka. Chaitasa sarva durgani mat prasara tiriskasi ata chetvam ahankara na shoshasi vinakshasi. If you will think of me, then you will cross over all calamities by my grace. And if you don't, under the influence of your false ego, you'll be finished. Yada hankara masritya na yusya iti manyase mityaisya vyavasayaste prakatistvam nirokshati. My dear Arjuna, under the influence of false ego, you're now declining to fight. But because of your nature as a Kshatriya, eventually you're going to be engaged in warfare. You can't convince somebody. You can empower them and love them. A man convinced against his will retains the same opinion still. You can't break their nose. You can't beat them on the head if they disagree with you. Prabhupada is very compassionate. That's okay. Give him some prasad. Who fights with a pakora? Who fights with a samosa? Unless it's dull. Like I was telling, you know, probably yesterday. You know, I was telling Nathan Monday yesterday. I was looking at everything they cooked. I go, man, who did this? You know, it's like, you know, it's like a fetch the potatoes. You know, who did this? You know, it should roar. Prasada should roar. You know, if you have no desire to eat, and if it was made with bhava, then bhava will just attack you. Look at that. It looks nice. It's colorful. It's appealing. It was made with love. Huh? And they're the perfectionists. They work really hard to do it good. And beyond everything, what's this perfect? And you've got it in your brain, and you can play with it in so many varieties. Then you've got spare mental capacity. What do you do then? Then you get the best ingredient. Krishna's names. If you think of me, think of Krishna. And chant Krishna's names, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. Then the bhakti becomes paribhavita, transcendental. And Krishna will steal it. That's it. If you do it with love, with Krishna's names while you do the service. And think of Krishna while you do the service. Our Gurudev has given the service of Krishna to me out of his affection. For Krishna's pleasure. We are simply instruments in the love of the Vaishnavas loving Krishna. Then Krishna will steal it. Now, of course, hey, look, you got up days, down days, right? Sometimes your spouses love you and sometimes they don't. You know, isn't it? Sometimes your friends love you and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're maxed out, sometimes they're nude. What do you do? You know? Hey. Sukitaka tukitaka bola hari bola. Samsari pani pai bola hari bola. Rikitaka vani taka bola hari bola. Krishna Veda samsari taki bola hari bola. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing in Gitavali. This is reality. Brass tacks. Who's your friend? Krishna Gauranga. I remember in Mayapur, in October of last year, when I was walking back to the Brahmacharya Ashram, taking care of my godmother that had cancer, visiting her, reading Chaitanya Bhagavat. And I felt a little lonely. And I walked down on the, you know, in the grass of the compound, slowly walked back, and I said, you know, Gauranga, sometimes, you know, sometimes you feel a little neglected, you feel a little unloved. You know, every one of us has got a few loose screws, right? Some have got a few more loose screws than others. No, you know, not, you don't feel like it. Sometimes you don't have a friend. Who will be my friend? Who will help me? I was thinking like that and talking. And all of a sudden in my heart he appears, just like the beautiful bunch of Tattva, you know. Mahaprabhu shines and says, this is my dham. I didn't start here. You think of me, I'll help you. I'm ready to be your friend, I'll help you, I'll enlighten you. He said it with such threat. It was like, that's it. That's it. ABC to GBC. We all need a friend. And who is Surya? Who is Surya? Ultimately, it's Krishna. My deity never let me down. My sannyasa would never let me down. You have to develop friendship with Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis of substance. And simply by remembering their instructions gives you the strength to go forward. This is Pramana. There is Sadhu Pramana. There is Shastra Pramana. First line of defense, Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad says, Yada yada diyata urugai nibhava yanti tattat vibho pranayase. That all manifests, Krishna says in Bhagavatam. Out of spiritual compassion. What is that? First line is Shastra. Krishna will come wherever you bred in the past. And sometimes we're bewildered. We don't remember we read it. You know? And we'll ask Krishna again, Krishna, where is it? I don't know. Stupid, it's this sloka, it's this book. He'll tell you. And Gayatri Mantartha Deepika, Vishwanath Chakravarti tells a story how he had a doubt. He was on the bank of Radhakunda late at night, and he's thinking, Gayatri, come again. Krishna's body is described to be 24 and a half, 24 and a half, Kamas, moons
in the Gayatri Mantra. I count 25, Vishwanath said. My predecessor, Kaviraj Goswami, must not be wrong. I don't understand it. If I don't understand it, what is the use of my life? I should just fast on the bank of Radha Govind and give up. Now, Sri Radha didn't like that. That somebody who does manasik seva, who meditates on her, you know, in Radhakunda, who's taken shelter of her lotus feet, who is her kikari, she doesn't like that at all. So she appeared in his heart and said, Kaviraj Goswami is my Manjari servant. He is not wrong. When he wrote that stanza in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he referred to a specific pramana in a such and such vyakaran grammar book. Now tomorrow, you go to the library and you find that grammar book and you will see the rule. Radharani even told the rule, she told the grammar rule in Sanskrit also to it. Now, give up your meditation and fasting now. At 11 o'clock at night, she insisted. Now, tomorrow you will see the book and you will be pacified. Give up your meditation and your fasting now, she insisted. When I, you know, when Vishwanath Chakravarti Pat tells a story in Gayatri Mantra, this is real affection. As Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyavila chapter 15 states, that say bhakta dhanya, we're talking about wealth here, dharanam chadharamayika phalanga yato vaya. Say bhakta dhanya, wealthy is that devotee, yena chari prabhura charana, who never gives up the lotus feet of his master. Master means your guru. Master means Sri Krishna. Master means your authority. Master means your best friend. There's so many ways of using the word prabhu. You know, sometimes we, out of, you know, familiarity, go, that prabhu is so stupid. You know what I mean? But with the word prabhu means master. Ultimately, all the devotees are our master. If we have this mood, how can I serve you? Bhakti Vikash Maharaj is my lovable, you know, shiksha guru. Probably one of the most orthodox guys you'll ever meet in ISKCON. Fiercely orthodox. When you see him, he smiles and says, how may I swerve you? Now just think about it. It's interesting. It's funny. He's reminding himself, I should not swerve this Vaishnava or Vaishnavi. I'm their servant. I should not space them out. I'm their servant. All right, you know, it's all, my shiksha could be fallible, my shiksha could not be absolute. I should be humble, realize that I'm just giving the best advice I can, or the best service I can. How may I swerve you? Keeps him humble. Humility is the ornament of a Vaishnava. But we should understand we are servants. We may disagree in policy, we may disagree in management. But ultimately, Prabhupada says, we offer obeisances to each other and we have a kirtan, and it goes on. So many things. The International Society of Krishna Consciousness, from international people with international backgrounds and international agendas. And they all came and they're trying to chant Hare Krishna and be a little better than they were yesterday. I asked my sannyas guru, when I saw some of the disciples that were really space cases, Maharaj, what's your criteria for a basket case? You know, I mean nuts. I'm talking about nuts. You know, I'm not talking about the ordinary, you know, few loose screws, you know, brahmacharis or brahmacharis. I'm talking about misfits. The material world just wouldn't have them. You know what I mean? Those guys. I'm telling you. But one of my sannyasi godbrothers was no longer on the planet in 1988. He goes, you're still in this movement? And I thought, what a great way. What a great way of addressing your godbrother. Thanks a lot. I didn't say it. You're still in this movement? Then he looked at me and he goes, well, on second thought, maybe it's good that you stayed. The material world never had you. I thought, wow, what a great, you know, insult and injury. But then I reflected. You know what? Maybe he's right. So what? He packaged it a little insensitively. Maybe he's right. Maybe my Gurudev did pick me up when I was 15 or 17. And I never touched a girl's hand in my life. I never got married. I don't have have the qualifications to deal with the material world. That's the mercy of my spiritual master. Why did I see it that my Gurudev picked me up and the Vaishnavas picked me up from the gutter and gave me mercy? Why did I just admit it? That without their mercy, I'm nowhere. And I'm just nothing. And, you know, ISKCON, like they say, England, with all your faults, I love you. You know? All right, you know, ISKCON, whatever, you know, ISKCON, you know, in so many ways. You know, when you talk about 30 years ago, hey, you know, things have changed. Our moment is not the same. But if you've got a friend, you cross over all those miseries. Bhaktisiddhanta says, what Thakur said, that he who flatters me is my enemy, and he who's my constructive critic is my best friend. Why don't we have the guts to say that? All right, let my god brother or god sister kick me in the pants. If it makes me a better devotee, a better servant, I'm ready for it. Bring it on. You know? Why don't we say that with guts? We're ready. But Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, generally speaking, they package it quite sweetly. We would hope you could consider this. You know? They package it quite sweetly. But go into the ramifications deeper. Say Bhakta Danya, Yena Chari Prabhuna Charana. Say Prabhu Danya, Yena Chari Nija Jana. Great is that master who will never give up his own person. Krishna, as Narottam Das Thakur Mahasai says, Ashtraya Bhaje Krishna Tari Nyani Chaje Arasava Gela Vakarna. If you come to Krishna to worship him, Krishna will never give you up. And everyone else in the world uselessly waste their time. Avrasava Gelo Akaran. They go without any cause, without any benefit. Akaran. Karan is to do. Akaran is you didn't do anything. Where are we going? I wish I knew. We're going nowhere fast, as they say in the movies. Or like that Hasidic joke I told you yesterday, that if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there, you know? Right? I mean, this is the fact. At least the Vaishnavas and the Vaishnavis, at least they never told us not to chant Hare Krishna. They tell us not to dance in the kirtan. Right? You may have to adjust the prasadam that you're eating according to your jagratni. You know what I mean? But did anybody ever tell you not to offer to Krishna? You don't need to offer to Krishna? Of course not. Did anybody tell you you can't become internal? No. Did anybody, you know, look over your shoulder when you're reading Shastra? No. You have a lot of freedom, each and every one of us. Call out, Dake. That's the main thing. When somebody asks Bhaktivedanta Babaji, how do you get the real wealth? How do you get the prema? How do you get prema, which is the real wealth? He said, Dake. One word. One word in Bengali, he told him. Dake. That's it. Doesn't matter, ABC to GBC, Daki. We have to follow our acharyas. And if you do that, Sri Krishna will always be with you. Radharani will always be with you. Gaurantai will always be with you. Tulsi Rani will never leave you. Ganga, Yamuna, they'll be with you if you're ready to do Daki. And if we don't do Daki, we're misfortunate. You can't blame your godmothers or god sisters, your temple president, your wife, your spouse, your material situation, your poverty, you cannot blame it. You cannot blame it. It's our responsibility to follow this process. And your godfathers and godsisters and institutions simply to give you the bone for structure for you to swallow it. Amrita Dharva Samhita. Find your nectar and swallow it. Each and every one of you. Find Gauranga and Krishna that's just for you. What's stopping you from swallowing it? Your greed. Dake. Call out. Tatvalo yam. According to the greed, yatra adhikara. The qualification will come. And naturally, the qualification will push your greed. Hone it. Make it efficient. Their daily schedule, what they're doing. Question yourself. Find fault with yourself. Your qualification will push your greed. And your greed will push your qualification. They both complement each other. Tatra yam, according to your hankering, yatra adhikara, then your qualification will come. And dake,
This is what we want. Because we're dying at every moment, as it's saying here. Dhruvam katana maika palamayato vai. The proper fruit of wealth. Now, another one that's cool, that's really cool, that another Shubhashita was that Vidyamadadati Vinayam, that knowledge brings Vinayam, humility. Vinayat, the position of being humble, Yati will go Patratam, becoming a Patra, becoming a holy pot, a clay pot, a holy plot of nectar. Patritva, having memorized, having held nectar, dhanamognoti, you will get wealth. Spiritual, material wealth will come to you. And dhanam, with that wealth, dhanamam, religiosity, tata sukham, and with religiosity comes happiness. Yeah, shakya akoti naishtikim, you will become fixed in happiness. This is the Vaishnavan Vaishnavi of substance. You just simply remember them and their instructions, and it's enough to keep you running. Okay? When the going gets rough, the rough get going. Remember that nectar. That's the dhamma. In this way, you can do it. So, really, I tell you this, because sometimes everybody feels alone. But if you call out to your Lord, well, Narada Muni mentions it. 1st Canto, chapter 6, 33. I chant, Narada Muni says, without any desire but to please him. And he comes running on those names as if I called him to go. This is dumb. Krishna Smaran. So, yatra lo, tatra lolyam, yatra adhikarla. According to your greed, intensity of longing, hankering, tat yatra adhikarla, your qualification will come. And naturally, the opposite is also true. Yatra adhikarla, tatra lolyam. Your qualifications, mundane and fear, will push your greed. Keep both of them in affection going on. And how do you become more? Dake. He only had to say one word. Dake. Usually when Bhaktidas was pleased with somebody's question, he would have his Gopal in his hand and he would call out to his Gopal. Gopal, he's asked this question. The answer is Dake. As if he's instructing Gopal in his Vatsalya Rasa. Hey Gopal, here's our count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, he would say, Gopal, look, tonight we'll take you at the railway station. We'll show you some thieves. You know? Hey Gopal, look what they're doing. Stealing cans of kerosene out of the cargo wagon. You know? And guy at the railway station, Gopal, look what these thieves are doing. What do you think? When somebody stole from him, Gaurapurnima, Prabhupada was telling the story. What is that money? What is that? One thing gives, another thing takes. It's like shaving. He goes, we give hair on our face, we shave it up, and again hair comes. So what is that? You know, money will come, Bhakti Das said. One thing gives, another thing takes. What is that? Funny story. You know, Babaji, the Babaji's that were, you know, really near Jack Babaji. They didn't need any money, they didn't need any plane tickets, they didn't need any, you know, facility, nothing. When they had a kuti, he had a kuti and he didn't even lock it, you know? He didn't even lock it. And he went out, you know, going here and there. And somebody, some chore came and took his, you know, his dibba, you know, some copper dibba that he was using to cook for Gauranatha. And there are two dibbas, one for Gaur, one for Nityananda, right? He was cooking. Some pots now, cook some rice, whatever, I don't know. And every 2-3 days, Bhakti Das would cook something. So some chore stole the pots. And he came in and he blasted his deities. Ariba, you know, not a blade of grass moves without you. How can you allow the chore to steal your things? You must not want to eat. All right, you won't eat. Bring the thing. So, according to the person who told Bhakti Gashmar is the story, that we find that Nityananda Prabhu was so compassionate. He thought, how my devotee Bhakti Das will fast. You know, it's not good. He should have something. So Nityananda told his chore, bring it back. You know, in the heart. And the chore got guilty, he brought it back. Slipped it under the, you know, the kuti, you know, under the door, the thing like that. And he goes, Nityananda's pot has come. So now he'll eat, but you must not give it to him.
And Ranga laughed, and he told his chore, bring it back. The chore brought it back. And Ranga's pot is gone, so now it is, you know. We have a relationship with our deities.
Try to build it with Radha Gopi Vallabha. Build it with Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. Build it with Gornatai.
Build it with Tulsi Rani. They'll never leave you. They'll be your best friend. And this temple is the best temple in all of Australia. So you're very lucky to have each other as friends. Make it deeper. This is what Devamrita Maharaj was saying. We must go now to the next level. We must love our God brothers and God sisters. And we're inviting the public. Yes, just chant Hare Krishna, make your life wealthy, so that we can serve you. We don't want to serve a bone. We don't want to serve people that have, you know, a lack of mind and sense control, as Chanakya says. When your mind and senses are controlled, your reputation follows you like your shadow. And if your mind and senses are not controlled, your reputation follows you like your shadow. Reality. Isn't it cool? Ooh, that's a cool verse. Practical. Real. We want you to come. Learn this process, an ancient process of becoming a devotee and being happy, so we get the pleasure of serving you. That's what Maharaj is telling his disciples in New Zealand. How nice that is. That's how nice it is. What a joy it is to serve a devotee. Yes, because that's how we become Krishna Priya. That's how we become Gauranga Priya. Know it for a fact. We are here to serve them. Huh? A husband serves his wife because she loves Krishna. The wife serves the husband because they love Krishna. That is the ideal. That's what they want. And if we can't become ideal due to our jati, due to our bad birth, westernization, and God knows what, we have only ourselves to blame. Guru Maharaj wants us to become ideal. Why? Fight over what? Argue over what? Just a waste of time. Kali Yuga is arguing over some stupid, you know, insignificant thing. You know, that are going to be stripped away at the time of death. Let us become focused and go back to God and together. That's friends. Right? Whether it's spouses or whatever. Focus. Get the Visesha Amrita Pan. Specific nectar that you really want. And friendship means the husband gives his wife some very touching friendship. Krishna Gauranga package in a very sweet way. Just so you like. And the wife will think, my husband is so kind that he gave me this nice nectar. I must reciprocate now. I must find the nectar of Krishna Gauranga that my Prabhu will like. And she will give it back. Like that. This is real friendship. And both of them go back to Godhead like that. Dui lage hula hula. That there is a competition. Who will give Krishna more? Who will serve better? Who will love more? There's a competition. Krishna, it says that Krishna is very beautiful, and the gopis are always eager to see him. And they dress so that Krishna may be pleased. And when Krishna sees that the gopi, and if Krishna is pleased with their service attitude, he smiles and becomes happy. When the gopis see that Krishna is now happy, they become happier. When Krishna sees the gopis happier, it becomes happier still. In this way, there is a competition for supremacy. So it's the spiritual world, and we want to achieve it. First, we are dependent upon our friends here in Sanagadeya. But ultimately, the greed in their company, real service to the devotees, means to increase this greed for Krishna and Gauranga. Nothing else is dhamma. Nothing else is valuable. As Kinshan Krishnadas Babaji Mahasai did 15 days before leaving. Oh Krishna, oh the coward boys, oh please, be compassionate. Please take me with you. Don't leave me here. So ultimately the real wealth is the associates of Krishna. The eternal associates of Krishna. We must learn to do dhaki. And if we call out for them, they will pick us up and introduce us to the Krishna we want. And all of our vratas, all of our austerities, all of our chanting, everything is for that. And our friendship with Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis of Sangha is to increase that. That which goes beyond the pale of death. That wealth which goes beyond the pale of death. Jivanavivato, he says, aha, that's that verse. I quoted it. Neha yat karma dharmaya, those whose work does not lead you to dharma. Nāvirāgāya kalpate, that religious activities which does not, that dharma, occupational duties will not give you renunciation. Natirgapada Sevyaya, that bhairagi which does not lead you to serve Krishna, the reservoir of all holy places. Jivanāpi mato hisaha, such a person is a walking dead man. Jivanāpi, he has life. Mato hisaha, but he's definitely a dead person. Walking dead man. So this temple is the best in all of Australia and has so much life and so much love and so much to give. And in the process of giving love and doing your duties, if you feel a little left out now and then, that maybe, you know, they ain't given me enough love, you know, then look inward. Radha Gopi Vallabha, they'll give you love. You know, Radha Vallabha, they'll give you love here. And Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, you call their name and think of them, they'll hug you. Huh? Gornatai, they'll hug you. And Tulsi Rani, she will hug you. Run to them. They'll definitely do it. Where your friends, you think your friends are deficient, Krishna makes up. Tesha Nityava Yuktana, Yoga Kshema, Mahatma. Did Krishna lie when he said that? He's a Rujavasi, sometimes he lies. What does that mean? It means those gopis, the devotees, are beyond that instruction. So he's sarcastic. But he never lies, because whatever he says is good for somebody. If you look at that shloka in the Bhagavatam, it's definitely good for some class of men. But for the gopis that were already transcendent, they said, come on, Krishna, you're stalling. Don't give us any excuses. Oh, stubborn one, please reciprocate our love. They were demanding, don't stall, Krishna. Oh, don't. You can't pull a fast one on us. You're a chatur. You're very smart, but you can't pull a fast one on us. Krishna is so kind. Gauranga is so kind. The devotees that call out with him, he gives them the ability to see him as he is. Ramananda Rai was so chatur. And Gauranga said, I cannot hide from you. I cannot hide from your love. Ramananda Sambhad is like the perfection of life. So this is Amrita Pan. Drink this nectar, and then we can march. And these become your real friends. But still, whenever you have that despondency, you can remember your friend, no matter where on the planet they are. And by remembering their instructions, you get the strength to go out the door and go get them. You get the strength to face another day. You have your local friends, shiksha. You have your distant friends. Yeah. They may be the only one phone call away, or their smriti is enough. I've had times when I was so greedy that my godmother, who was completely across the globe, came walking at like an aperture, like a form of his, walked right into the room and gave me some shiksha. Then I downloaded his email just lately, you know, like an hour later. That devotee was so much thinking of what he wanted to tell me that Paramatma brought him right into the room. This Vaishnava is really a powerful Vaishnava. He walked right in the room and told me what he wanted to tell me over email. That was greedy. I thought, yeah, that's a real friend. That is a Vaishnava that's a real friend. You know? So that's potential. It's potential. Time cannot break the friendship of a Vaishnava of substance. We should all keep that in mind. And when you still feel lonely, Dakin, you call up for Gauranga, you call up for Krishna, they'll come immediately. Turn! They'll come immediately in your heart to give you a hug and pacify you. Yes, you have a relationship with Gauranga, Krishna, Tulsi Rani. They'll help you when all else fails. Hare Krishna.